Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace. And we thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Crossing the Finish Line. Crossing the Finish Line. And so as I went before the Lord this week, I was at God, I'm always asking God, give me a message for Sunday, God. You see, Wednesday nights we do book, chapter, and verse. So we just keep following the chapters and the scriptures. Amen. But Sunday morning is a topical message. And so Yolanda turned on the TV for Brooklyn, and there was a commercial on the Winter Olympics. And I looked, and I saw a finish line, and God spoke to me, crossing the finish line. Amen. So are we there? 2 Timothy chapter 4, let's read. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am ready, being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. That's the key, saints, is continue to do the work of the ministry, but we can be busy and lose focus that he's coming back again. And so this is why in this last verse of scripture, it says, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved, what? His appearing. And so if you're looking for Jesus to come back again, hallelujah, man, guess what he has in store for you and I? A crown of righteousness, a gift that will be given to you and I. And so, saints, when entering a marathon, there is a goal that is set in the runner's mind months prior to the actual race. Much preparation, exercise, and sacrifice has been paid by this particular athlete. And the next several hours of the race will be the payoff of all the training that was put in. You see, saints, the marathon runner has to note the proper diet, running shoes to wear, and types of training and proper coaching to be a successful runner. The main goal for the marathon runner is crossing the finish line. Say that with me, crossing the finish line. As of the day of the actual race is coming, the marathon runner is in full training, but has to actually slow down the amount of running in order to be healthy. Just like a boxer, he trains for about almost 4 months. But when the fight is near, he has to back off and just allow all the training to settle for that moment. It comes in one moment. Can I get an amen? And so, what's that moment for us? When Jesus comes and parts the sky and says, come up hither to be with me. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So, saints, we want to look at fighting the good fight. Did you know that living as a born-again Christian, there's a war going on? Can I get amen? Amen? Listen, when we were back out in the world, man, we didn't have a clue. We were just in Satan's territory all day long. But when we got saved, We got transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now God has given us ears to hear and eyes to see. He has allowed us now to see that there's a real enemy. Look at 2 Timothy 2, 4, and 7 again. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Saints, the Apostle Paul compares Christians as this right up here. Look, he compares us as soldiers and husbandmen, ones that would suffer. Sufferer, student, a vessel. And many of us here are servants of the Most High God. Can I get an amen? And so we're going to break this down. I have fought the good fight of faith, because there's a whole lot where you can, this could be a whole 2-month series on this race that we're in. But let's look at I have fought a good fight. Saints, every Christian is going to have to fight their own spiritual battles. Can I get an amen? We all have spiritual battles. Your battle is different from mine. Man, there's some things that I cannot do. And you guys have the pleasure to do them. And one thing is in the natural. If I were to eat a whole lot of sugar, danger, danger, Will Robinson. I will crash and burn. There's some things I cannot do. That's a battle. That's a battle to refrain, to say, I can't, or I'm going to self-destruct. And so it may be our fleshly desires. It may be a trial that God must put all of us through. Or maybe a trial that someone else puts you through. Did you know someone could put you in a trial? Oh, yes. Yes, they can. Regardless of the fight, saints, you and I, by the grace of God, will come out victorious. Can I get an amen? Why? If God is for us, who can what? Be against us. Thank you, God. God is with us. And so he goes on to say, I have finished my course. Paul was a devout believer once he got saved, because he had the zeal of God prior to his conversion. And so the zeal and the knowledge he had was from the Old Testament. And when he saw the Christians that were spreading like wildfire, in his mind, he thought that they were in the air. He thought that this was a fallacy. He thought that these were like a type of an occult or a cult. But little did he know, that was God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the fire of God on these people that were spreading like wildfire. But once he became saved, man, he became one of the greatest apostles. Man. And he says right up here, I have finished my course. Throughout the years, he wrote the whole entire majority of the New Testament, the epistles, the letters. And as he wrote these, he shared his heart. He was transparent with you and I, with those who he was writing to. He wrote to many, Timothy. He wrote to Peter. He wrote to many of them of his experience. But he says, I have finished my course. The Apostle Paul said to walk by faith and not by sight. And this is what we prayed for our brother and sister. Walk in faith and not by sight. Finishing what has been started is the key to our spiritual success, saints. It's not time to throw in the towel. Can I get amen? But to stand up and take another step for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because every time Paul got knocked down, he got right back up. Come on, this guy was shipwrecked. He was thrown out of a 2-story building. He was bitten by snakes. He was beaten by rods. He took 40 whippings with steel bars. Bam, bam, 40. And he still got up and says, I'm still going to serve you, Lord. Hallelujah. And look, he said, I have kept the faith. This is what God is asking you and I when things get tough, to keep the faith. Can I get amen? Hold on to God. He's never going to let you, he's never going to disappoint you. Our faith is the one thing that no one can take away from us. Did you know that's yours personally? God has tailor-made your life and has given you a portion of faith. Our faith is tried on a daily basis. And if you haven't been tried yet, keep living. Oh, yes. And if you've never been in trouble, guess what? Trouble will still find you. It'll still find you. Oh, yes. It's on a daily basis. But faith has become embedded in our hearts and will carry us through every physical and spiritual battle. You got to believe God. Hallelujah. But saints, too many times, loneliness, a feeling of being unloved or unwanted, can consume our soul. But here's the good news. We are not alone. Can I get an amen? Jesus is there to lift you up. Can I get an amen? Amen. Look at what it says in Hebrews right here. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things you have. For he himself has said, I will what? Never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Listen, if you run to other things contrary to God, he's going to step back and just wait patiently until you finally turn to him. Can I get amen? You know, God's a gentleman. He doesn't impose upon us. But when we turn to the Lord and we cry out, say, oh God, I cannot do this anymore with my own strength. And we humble ourselves. That's when God comes. And he comes and shows up mighty. Can I get amen? Because he's a mighty God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so he says, the Lord is my help. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Come on. What can man? Listen, you know, I saw this little news clip. We need to be praying right now. There is a true flu epidemic in our country. There are thousands right now dying, just catching a flu, feeling better, and then days later, they drop dead. Man, you got to wonder, is it a flu? What's happening here? But this is the time, man. You know what? Say, Lord, I know you're with me. As your child, you're going to watch over me. Amen? Amen? And God can rebuke whatever that thing is, whether it's a flu, whether it's something biometric. We don't know. You know those things, those, what do they call those trails in the sky? We don't know what they're dumping on us. Lord, help us. But many, just in San Diego County alone, there are well over 2,500 deaths already on the flu. Unheard of. What's happening? What's going on? But God is with us. Amen? God is with us. Look at what it says right here in John 1:5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I'm here to let you know that if God is alive and well in your soul, hallelujah, the gates of hell cannot prevail. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And this is why, because God is light, he is in you, and you can withstand those things that come your way. Can I get amen? Amen? Oh, yes, you can. And this is why there's no excuse not finishing the race. Because we have the light that's living in us now. And guess what? When you walk into a dark place and the light of God is in you, man, I'm telling you, the darkness has to go. Can I get amen? Because light and darkness cannot mix together, just like oil and vinegar. It can't, or oil and water. It can't. It's impossible. It'll separate right away. And so we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that light and darkness, God and unbelief, there's an enmity in there. And there's no way that it can penetrate this wall unless by faith and through a heart of repentance. Can I get amen? Amen? So saints, the Word of God prepares us for this marathon race and equips us for this entire race. And so when we understand God's Word, the Word of God opens up these supernatural doors that you and I cannot see. And this is why we have to walk in faith. Can I get amen? But look at this right up here. Look at what the Word of God will open up. A light unto our path. So when we are puzzled, when we don't have clarity, God will open up a light unto your path through his word. He will reveal all things to you. Can I get amen? Look at number two. The gates of heaven open up. Hallelujah. And God pours out, hallelujah, his anointing, his presence upon you. He dispatches angels to come and aid you. Do you know that there's angels in your home? Did you know there's angels around you? You got to believe that. Oh, yes, they are. Listen, when Jesus was about ready to go to the cross, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Who came to minister to him? Was it his disciples? No, the angel came, didn't it? And guess what? When you're down and out and you're distraught and you're ready to throw up your hands, God will send you a messenger. Thank you, God. Also, it's a guide for the youth. Oh, yes. Last Thursday, the youth went to this youth concert. Can I get an amen? And there was a whole bunch of youth in there, huh? Why? Because God was poured out and the youth were worshiped. Let me tell you, the church is going to reignite in these last days and time through the youth. Can I get an amen? It's going to be the youth. But also the word of God comforts for the aged, those who has gracefully have lived a long and beautiful life, or even those that are going through. But the word of God comes, hallelujah, to those who are aged as well. The word of God is food for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. How many of you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Well, guess what? The word of God becomes food. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And I come to feed you. Look at this. Water for the thirsty, the word of God. Man, I'll tell you, those four nights of prayer, man, I was so filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, my whole being was refreshed by the living water. My soul was in a desert place. And here comes God. Bam. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And the word of God is rest for the weary. And the Bible says, do not weary in well-doing. Why? Because there's laid up a crown for you. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And there's hope for the unbeliever. The word of God tells us, if the unbeliever repents, wow, guess what? God will draw them into salvation. Amen? God will enable them to come. Thank you, God. Hope for the unbeliever. Salvation for the sinner. Oh, yes. And grace for the Christian. So now, let's look at finish his work. Finish his work. Saints, man, we are called. I know we're living in the last days. We see everything converging now. Everything. We see the signs in the heaven. We see wars and rumors of war. We see earthquakes. You know, there was a massive earthquake not just too long ago. All of these things are converging right now. And this lets us know, because never in the history of the world have all these things have converged at one time. So Jesus already let us know, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Meaning Jesus is coming. How many believe he's coming? Oh, yes, he is. Look what Jesus said in John right here. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his what? His work. So guess what? As believers, we need to finish this work. Can I get an amen? Finish the work. Cross that finish line. Listen, it's not about who gets to the finish line first. It's about that we all pass the finish line. Can I get an amen? You know the story about the hare and the tortoise, right? Man, that little tortoise, man, just sprinted and was maybe 10 miles past that tortoise. And then he got tired and collapsed. And here comes the tortoise at a slow pace. And his little head crossed the finish line. That's some of us. Man, we're doing our best we can through our trials, through our tribulation. But guess what? We're pressing. We're moving forward. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And then Paul says this, my meat is to do the will of him. So Paul understood that I need to continue to do the will of God, regardless of what happens in my life. I got to focus. Okay, Lord, you are the ultimate object of my life. Everything else, yes, it does matter, but everything also is temporal. He's eternal. Can I get amen? And so when these cyclists compete in a race, he has given a small cup of water to keep going. And that same cup of water can be compared as a drink from the Holy Ghost, Man, when we're feeling weary, when we're feeling down and out, oh God, I need a touch from you, oh God. Oh Lord, let me know, God, you never left me, oh God. Oh God, and man, when he'll just touch your life and you'll be zapped. Wow. Oh my gosh, and then he'll give you months, maybe more years to continue. We don't know. But that's why it's a relationship with him. We're all different in our relationship with him. Can I get an amen? We're all different. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so my meat is to do the will of him and also to finish his work. We got to finish his work. The work that is called is to spread the gospel. Can I get amen? How many of you right now have been spreading the gospel? Okay. And if you haven't started, praise God. Just start today. God is good. Oh, yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so, to spread the gospel, to be in prayer for others, and a servant unto the house of God. Aren't you so blessed to serve one another in Jesus' name? Amen? That's what it's all about serving one another. God has called each one of us to a specific duty to accomplish. God places us and uses us on the same way a chess player uses his places during a game, because the game of chess comes with strategy, amen? So God will strategically place you where you need to be. And then he'll give you the insight, he will empower you, and he will propel you to move into his grace. Can I get an amen? And so let's look at this, saints. The fivefold use of the word. Number one, on God's word. This is so key. Number one, you need to hold on to it. Just grab your Bible and say, man, I'm holding on to the word. Guess what? The word will know, God's word won't leave you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word was God. Can I get a get? Amen? So God is right here in the scripture. God is in the Holy Spirit. All three are one. Can I get amen? And he will never leave you. So you got to hold on to it. Hide it in your heart that you may not sin against God. Look at number two. Study the word. Be in the word. Hallelujah. One of the things that God really proclaims in his word were the Bereans. Are you familiar with the Bereans? They searched the scripture. They wanted to make sure, is this of God? Or is this error? And God, well, hallelujah, exalt himself through the scripture. Minister to yourself through the study of the word of God. Look at number three. Apply it. Put it into action. If God is saying, hey, walk in faith, well, guess what? You can't just sit there on the couch and say, man, okay. It's like this. You know, I'm looking for a job, man, and, you know, I'm going to sit right here, and I believe someone's going to call me on the phone. Listen, put your faith into action. Go apply. Fill out the app. Go submit it. Now go home and wait and see what God will do. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, man, God's going to take heed. Yeah, well, you're going to be there, man, until you got but 5 cents left in your bank account. Faith without work. Man, apply it. Can I get it? Put it into action. Listen, God's word is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. So if God is telling you, hey, put your faith into action. Man, watch what God will do in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this. Rightly divide it. Don't let the false doctrines come your way. Well, hey, you ever heard this one? Well, if you don't worship on Saturday, I don't think you're saved. I worked at Veterans Real Estate for many years, and there were 17 real estate agents in there, and three of them were Seventh-day Adventists. And here's what I understand. Here I am. I'm sitting at my desk. I know God saved me. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with all kinds of joy, man, and God is sanctifying me. You know, I got my word on my desk. And this one brother, man, he would go outside, and he would just, man, smoke at least three of them. You know, I'm not, cigarettes. Just smoke, man, and just back and forth, man. And then he'd come in, he goes, what you reading? I go, oh, I'm reading God's word. He goes, when do you worship? I go, I worship on Sunday. He goes, well, you better read again. You're supposed to worship on Saturdays. And here's a guy that is polluting his temple and telling me that I'm not saved because I don't worship on Saturday. Man, when you hear false doctrine like that, man, run. Run. I said, you know, all I told him, I said, listen, if you're the one that wears the robe and you're the one that saved me, I will bow down and take heed. But I'm sorry, you're not Jesus. You're not Jesus. You're a religious fanatic. And I don't see no anointing on you. I mean, come on, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you just, man, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will depart. Because he don't want to share his glory in darkness. He won't. No, he won't. That's not the God I serve. That's what the God I know. And that's not what was revealed to me through Scripture. Can I get amen? Amen? And look at this. Preach it. Take the gospel to the streets, your workplace, to your families. Can I get amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And then Paul later on indicated this. Lay aside every weight. What is every weight? Yeah, I could lose some weight. Yeah, I know I can lose some weight. But what weight are we talking about? What weight are we talking about? It's found in Hebrews 12:1. Look at this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every what? Weight. Something that just, it's like a yoke on you. And you don't need to carry. Did you know that you're not supposed to carry no one's burdens? But some of us, sometimes we want to carry someone's burdens. Jesus says, lay all your burdens unto me, and I will give you rest. We are not to carry, we are to pray, we are to come alongside, we are to exhort, we are to lift up, we are to, you know, continue to minister. But I can't carry your burden. If I start carrying your burden, then I'm going to carry your burden, and the next thing I know, I can't even walk no more. And so the Bible says, lay aside what? Every weight, man. These are burdens. And then the sins. Sins of omission. Do you know that there's sins of omission and commission? What are they? Sins that are willfully done and sins that just come up in your mind. How many times have you got down on your knees to start to pray and, man, all kinds of ungodly thoughts come all of a nowhere? The dog starts barking, man, and things, man. You know, everything goes kind of funny when you want to just get quiet with God. Can I get amen? Okay, those things come naturally. But when you choose to go and willfully sin, and you know the truth, now, guess what God has prepared for you? The whooping shed. I've been there several times. I don't like it. Look at this. And the sin which does so easily beset us. There's some sins, man, that can take you, man, from the... You're on the mountaintop with God. Woo, hallelujah, praise God, man. Man, I can't wait. And then, bam, you fall into a snare by the devil. All of a sudden, you're dismantled for about a couple of weeks. And that's a lie from the pit. You need to get right back up and confess your sin. And boom, move forward. Can I get amen? Amen. And don't believe that lie, because Satan will try to condemn you. He'll try to strong arm you. He'll try to condemn you. He'll try to blackmail you. He'll try to do all these things to take you off the course so that you don't finish the race. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, there's a race set before us. Paul had to demonstrate this as an athlete. Why? Because he's trying to get our natural understanding so that we can now come together in a spiritual understanding. Thank you, God. And so he says right up here, lay aside every weight. This takes an examination of ourselves, saints, to look what's going on inside. Only God and ourselves know what is weighing us down. It will take prayer to get even further down to diagnose the spiritual dryness or the callousness that can be affecting our souls. Then he goes on to say, Let us run with patience. Man, you know what? Some of you, I know several who have family members that are not saved. And I remember when I first got saved, man, this was 28 years ago. It was like I had an AK-47. And man, all I was doing was repent or perish. Repent or perish. Man, my family members ran from me. They just took off. They go, what's wrong with him now? They knew I was drug dealing back then. They go, man, he's on something else. What's he on? God had to give me patience. God had to give me wisdom. God had to give me understanding. Man, you know what? I see you going through. Guess what? You don't have to be in that predicament. And then you open, God will open a door and you can share your testimony, how God saved you. You got to be patient with souls. Can I get amen? They don't see and receive what you give them right away. They won't. Man, they'll look at you, man, what kind of... I mean, they'll say some things. Yeah, they will. We have to be patient with them. Can I get an amen? You tell them in love, hey, you know what? You know, don't tell someone, well, you know, you smoking 5 packs a day, man, you're going to hell, buddy. No. They're just going to check out sooner in this life. But you let them know, hey, you know what? God can set you free. He can help you through this. And you got to be patient with them. Amen? Be patient with those saints or unbelievers or friends or family members or acquaintances, those on the job, in school. Thank you, God. Be patient. The marathon runner has to pace himself to run the long distance. He has to be careful not to start so fast that he may tire too quickly. Can I get an amen? He must not start off slowly that he falls behind as well. Look at this. Look what Paul wrote. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. So in other words, pace yourself. Can I get an amen? I've seen some people, man, they get into the ministry and they suffer burnout real fast. You know why? Because they're doing everything. They're doing 100 miles an hour. All of a sudden, man, they burn out. You got to pace yourself. Yes, Lord, use me, God. Lord, hallelujah. Let me minister, Lord. Do you know that there are times when you also need a sabbatical? How many understand what sabbatical means? Yeah, you take a rest. You take a rest. And God will strengthen you, amen? And that's using wisdom. Saints, the Apostle Paul is comparing the born-again Christian to the marathon runner. The word rendered patience rather means perseverance. We are to run the race without allowing ourselves to be hindered by any obstructions. Can I get amen? And without giving out any fainting in the way. Oh. You know, last night, as I was going over my notes, one thing that came to mind, and pray for, we love our little dog, Paco. He's been with us now for 12 years, and now he's having seizures. And when he has a seizure, he'll come to my desk, and then he knows it's happening. I pick him up. I read online what you do. You just have to pray, you know, comfort them. And then 4 minutes will go by, and then they'll be their normal selves. And I was reminded in this that sometimes in ministry, we have those times of seizures. And God will say, hey, I'm with you. Don't be stressed out. I will strengthen you. I will renew you. I will bless you. Why? Because we're His. And He takes special care of His own. Can I get an amen? And so, encouraged by the example of multitudes that have run the same race before us, we are to persevere as they did all the way to the end. You know that the saints of God that have gone on to be in glory, they ran their race. They finished it well. They crossed the line. But guess what? We're all still getting to that line. Can I get an amen? Some of already have just sprinted right past us and crossed the line. Thank you, God. And they're in glory with Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at this in Revelations. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. And the way to get into the gates is to persevere. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Don't give up. Things are going to get tough in your life. Trials are going to come. Situations at hand are going to come. But God is saying, look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Can I get amen? Why? Because the race, that race is set before us. So it's already set before us. And when the marathon is about to begin, the course is laid out for the runners. Man, you know, I don't really care for Winter Olympics, but I love Summer Olympics. Man, I love to see them sprint the 100-yard dash, you know, and those. And it's amazing. These specimens, man, of humanity, man, that are so oiled and well-trained, man. They've been training for almost 2 years for that one moment. And, man, it's like, wow, look at these physical beings. They're at the best in the world. And they're ready. The course is set before them. Man, they're on the mark. Get set and go. And they all have a desire. They all have an agenda. It's to cross that line. Can I get an amen? Amen. To cross that line. See, the map is already placed. God has already placed the map in our life. The same thing for the born-again runner. God has placed a spiritual map before us to follow. Can I get an amen? The marathon runner follows, it cones, it pylons, and other signs to keep the direction. God will put signs in your life, can I get an amen, to keep moving toward him. Thank you, God. The Christian needs prayer, the word of God, and an outpouring of the Holy Ghost to follow the path that God has laid before him. And that's what we need. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes. Look what Hebrews says in 12:1. This is in the Living Translation. Since we have such a crowd, look at this, a huge crowd of men of faith watching us from the grandstands. Who's watching us? Heaven is. Heaven's looking down and watching us in this marathon. And guess what? They're cheering us on. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Look at this. Since we have such a huge crowd of men of faith watching us from the grandstand, let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back, and especially those sins that wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and trip us up. And let us run with the patience, the particular race that God has set. That's in the Living Translation. And so God wants you and I to look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Guess what Jesus is other than our Lord and Savior? There's another description. He has many descriptions. But one of them that I took note for this morning's message is this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, he's going to complete what he started in you. So whatever God has started in you, he will complete it. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He don't save us and throw us away like a piece of paper. You know that he looks at us as ambassadors. He looks at you and I now as royal priesthood. Did you know that you and I now are peculiar people? Oh, yes. Never look at one another with faults. Look at one another as precious treasure that God has created for such a time as this. Can I get an amen? Because that's who we are. Look at this. Who for the joy was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, the throne of God. Man, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. And when he came and said, it is done. Hallelujah. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you. Can I get an amen? Man, you run with joy. Look unto Jesus. Look unto him. Hallelujah. And those who ran were to keep their eyes fixed on the mark for the prize. That they may keep the goal in mind. Amen? Because he is what? He is the finisher. He is the finisher of our faith. Praise God. How many are so blessed to know that he's going to finish? He's going to finish it all the way to the end. Come on. Thank you, God. Listen, there are times we want to throw in the towel, but God said, I'm with you. Listen to this, saints. The finisher of our faith signifies that a general, a captain, or a leader, that's who Jesus is. The reference is to judge in the games ones whose business it was to admit the contenders and give the prize to the conqueror. And so, because God is with us, let me just say this. When we cross that finish line, man, he has his rewards waiting for us. Thank you, God. And it's not going to be first, second, or third place. You know, in the Olympics, they're only going to award the top three, I believe. Amen? I think it's gold, what, silver, and bronze? Hallelujah. God's not going to reward us like that. He's going to give us a crown of righteousness. A crown of righteousness. Can I get an amen? Because he's the finisher of our faith, and he sat down at the right hand of God. He's exalted to the highest place of dignity and honor right there in the heavens. Thank you, God. Jesus endured most severe sufferings to which the human frame can be subjected, in the form of death, which is regarded as the most shameful. So during all this, saints, during all the severe trials to which you and I are exposed on the account of our belief, patiently endured for all the glorious rewards, the happiness and the triumph of heaven are before you and I. I know you can't see it right now. For some of you, you can't wait till this preacher hurries up because hometown buffet is waiting. But you got to know, man, as soon as we shut our eyes here on earth, oh my gosh, the blessings that God is going to give to you and I is beyond human comprehension. Beyond. Why? Because God is waiting patiently for the day to come where we will be with him. He will say, come hither, right up here. Look at this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us to a living hope. It's a living hope. This is why in this race that we're in, it's a living race. It's a living hope. Can I get an amen? We don't serve a dead religion. We don't serve a dead ancient God. He is alive and well in my soul. Hallelujah. There's that song we sing. He is well in my soul. I know Pastor John knows that one, right? He's well in my soul. Look at this. A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance. God has given us an inheritance. Look at this. Incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away. In other words, he has prepared a body just for you, tailor-made for you, that will go on into eternity. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. This one's failing us. This one's brittle already. This one every now and then has to go see Dr. So-and-so. Oh, yes, it does. Come on. We're all guilty of that. We all know that. But the new one is going to be incorruptible. Jesus was the first prototype. So when he rose again on the third day, remember, he appeared and then he disappeared. Remember, he sat down, he ate. Man, that lets me know, man, that new body can eat. I thought it was going to be done away with food. Man, thank you, God. Man, God knows what we need and what we desire. But I don't think he's going to make us like gluttons. But look at this. Undefiled, that does not fade away. Reserved, say that with me. Reserved in where? Heaven for you. Man, get that. Get that through. Sometimes, I'm going to say this just in a friendly way. Get this through your thick skull. That he has a place reserved in heaven for you. How many of you have already have precious loved ones that have gone ahead of us. They're in heaven in their new incorruptible body. Come on, can I get an amen in the house? Come on, this is the joy that's set before us. There's no sad stories here. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so now, Paul said, I learned to run the race. I learned to keep the faith. I learned to look unto Jesus. I'm learning all these things. Now he also says, forgetting those things that are behind us. Man, don't forget about what happened yesterday. Can I get amen? Forget about what happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Oh, that brother did me wrong. That sister, man, lied. Man, and you're still holding on to it. Let it go. Forgetting those things that are behind. Can I get an amen? Come on, we need to look at the things that are coming. Hallelujah, man. The joy, hallelujah, that's set before us. Oh, yes. Look at this. Brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Hallelujah. And guess what's before us? Man, that glorified new body. Thank you, God. We can be in the presence of God. We will be in the presence of the angels. Hallelujah. We'll get to see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We'll get to see all the patriots of the Old Testament. We'll get to see all the saints in the New Testament. We'll get to be reunited with our loved ones. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You got to know that God promised this to you, to the church. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And reaching forth those things which are before. Gosh, thank you. And then he says, this one thing I do. See, I'm breaking down what Paul said regarding this race, that we are to finish and cross the line. Can I get an amen? Paul had one great aim and purpose of life, and he did not attempt to mingle the word and religion to gain both. Listen, this is not about religion. This is about having a relationship with the living God. Can I get an amen? We have a relationship with the living God. A man will accomplish little who allows his mind to be distracted by a multiplicity of objects. And this is why, man, I'm so glad that God delivered me from smoking the dope. Back in the day, man, when I used to fire it up, I had 20 things in my mind at once, multiple objects. Man, I was so convoluted. And just, you know what I found out? Is that those who open up their soul to the drug world, you're allowing demons to come in and torment you. They'll torment you through alcohol, through anything that's illicit, anything that's not part of the temple of the Holy Ghost. God doesn't want to share his temple with any of these things coming into your being. Can I get an amen? Oh, no. You'll grieve the Holy Spirit. This is why keep your temple pure before him, undefiled. Can I get an amen? God is looking for us to walk in faith. Thank you, God. Look at this. Look at what Paul said. Being confident of this very thing, that which he had begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So listen, through all of our faults and failures, all of our shortcomings, all of the things that sometimes set us back, hallelujah, God is saying, press unto Jesus. Amen? Why? Because being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it. He will allow you to cross the finish line. Thank you, Lord. This is God's word. Praise God. I'm glad God wrote it, because there's some folks in our life, in your life, man, you ain't going nowhere. and we'll cancel them out. We will. We'll say, man, that's what you get. But God doesn't think of us like that, does he? He goes past, man, our knucklehead-mindedness. Yes, he does. His thoughts are greater than ours, higher than ours. Amen? And so, forgetting those things which are behind. We got to forget. How many got to forget those things? Can I get amen? Forget those things. Forget what someone said about you. Forget all that. Why? I'll tell you why. Why is he saying forget those things? Because those memories of the past, you're going to open up yourself to self-sorrow, self-pity, things that, yeah, you made a mistake. But once you find yourself in that trap, here comes the devil. Here comes the devil. And he's going to prey on your situation. But I have the word of God up here that's contrary to that. Look at this. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation. Can I get an amen? Listen, the devil can't condemn you no more. People in your life cannot condemn you no more. The past cannot condemn you no more. Can I get an amen? Man, you got to get past that now. You got to move forward now. Look at this. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit, saints. You know how you stay in the Spirit? Man, you don't walk around like a monk. No. Establish a prayer life. Amen. Be in God's word. Learn to love one another, serve one another. Don't stop what you're doing right now. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know, the devil will say, you're not doing enough. You're so worthless. God don't even love you. That's a lie from the pit. That's a lie from the pit. You got to rise up in your spirit and rebuke the devil right then and there. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. That's right. And so Paul said, I got to reach forth now. I got to reach forth, stretching out after the things in front with hand and foot. Like a runner in a race, the body bent forward, reaching out now. Christians are humbled by the contrast between what they are and what they desire to be. So I want to be what God wants me to be. Can I get an amen? If God opened up doors to preach on this YouTube thing, I'm gonna trust God. If God's called you to the mission field, you got to trust God. You got to trust God where God is calling you. Can I get an amen? And run with it. Say, God, to God be the glory. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. Thank you, God. But here's the thing. You can't take no one with you. This is a one-on-one relationship with the Lord. So what he's doing in your life, he's not doing in someone else's life. But the whole thing is all about finishing the race. Finish the race. Hallelujah. As Christians, we should always strive to reach to a higher stage of purity and holiness. Can I get amen? Deeper revelation of the word and stronger sensitivity of moving with the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, yes. Look at what it says right here as we come in for a close. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Listen, we're all going to go through. We're not immune. We're going to go through some stuff in this world. But just because you failed in an area in your life, man, don't sit there and wallow in the mire. Man, just say, man, I'm still going to glorify God. Because it says, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. You just keep pressing. Can I get an amen? And so in closing, Paul said, pressing towards the mark. Pressing towards the mark. So in this message this morning, that mark is stepping into eternity with Christ. And as soon as you pass from this present death here on earth into his marvelous light, man, that's when the taper tape, it busts wide open and you can go like this. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And you're going to see all the loved ones there. You're going to see the family of God. It's going to be a reunion. I've heard some testimonies on the 700 Club with Pat Robertson. Some people that were allowed to go into heaven. Some even saw hell. But those who went into heaven, the Bible says your name is echoed throughout heaven when you enter in. And there's people there waiting for you. ones that have gone long, long ago, they're there waiting for you. It's like a homecoming. It's like a party in heaven. How many can't wait? And guess what? Here's what they all, and there was many that testified. One had cardiac arrest in the hospital. One was in a car accident. Somehow they got there. But everything was the same testimonial thing that they all had in common. And guess what that was? Number one, they no longer had a sinful mind. There's purity in heaven. So the past of all the sins, that's why the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter in. So only thing that can enter into heaven is purity and holiness. Wow. So in other words, they didn't lose their identity. They knew who they were. They just had no more memory of the sinful past. Ain't that something? Because if you're up there in heaven, oh man, I wonder if so-and-so is going to make it. It's not going to be like that no more. He's going to give you a whole new mind, a whole new mindset. And you're going to love the things of heaven. Thank you, God. Pressing toward the mark. Amen? Amen. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this is what we need to do. We need to press. Can I get an amen? Amen. Continue to press. Press, press, press. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I'm going to leave us with this last scripture right here. And we'll close. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed that this race, I'm going to just give you a quick secret right now. Stay in the race. Don't opt out. Stay the course. Can I get an amen? Stay the course. Stay doing God's will. Don't give up. Don't sow into the lies of the enemy. Oh man, just come out and party with us, man. We had to do some counseling the other day. I'm not going to share who we counseled. But the wife said to me, help me. Because my old friends keep wanting to take me out on a girl's night out. And I said, when Jesus went to the wilderness, the first thing that happened was he was tempted by the devil. And the Bible talks about don't allow yourself to be tempted. And so I told her, I said, listen, that's like me who yo-yos on diets. And when my mind's made up for however long I'm on that diet, that's like going into a donut shop and ordering a Diet Coke. I'm looking at all those donuts in there. Can I get a Diet Coke? I said, when you go in those clubs with your friends who want to pull you in there, you're setting yourself up for a fall. Because those men in there, they're looking for one thing. They're looking at some young, pretty little thing, and they don't care if you married or not. You're in their domain now. You're in their world. And there's a whole bunch of demons in there, spirits of lust, spirit of covetousness, spirit of darkness, the spirit of pharmakia, meaning the drug world. It's all in there. So I gave her some ammunition. By the grace of God, Yolanda and I ministered to her, and this is what we told her. Listen, when your friends call, there's nothing wrong keeping them as your friend. But when they say, hey, let's go out, man, like we used to, and let's go do this, here's how you address them. You know, we had some wonderful times, and yeah, but now God has done something in my heart.
God has changed me. And now I understand that my temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to jeopardize my relationship with my husband. I don't want to jeopardize my relationship with my children. I want to give God all the glory. And guess what? You can have that too. So we shared with her how you can effectively witness to those who are not part of the household of faith. And let them thirst for that. But stand strong in the power of his might. Don't yield to that temptation. Matter of fact, bring them to the house of God. Because that's who they need. They need Jesus. They don't need another drink. They don't need to spend the night in someone else's strange bed. They need Jesus. Can I get an amen? Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your loving kindness, God. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you would be so patient with us, God. And Lord, a lot of us miss the mark, but yet we press toward that mark. And so, Lord, pick us up, Lord, when we falter. Help us, God, when we stray. Give us a mind, oh God, to continue to walk with you, to worship you and to praise you and to adore you and to love you. Oh God, when I am weak, oh God, I need you to be strong in my life. Father, I'm looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. And so, Lord, we ask by faith right now, Lord, that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Continue to bless your church. Continue to bless your saints. Continue to bless, Lord, every aspect of our life. Help us go through those challenges of life. Help us turn to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For it is you, O God, that has set before us a mighty plan, a mighty race. And you've allowed us to enter in. And all of heaven is cheering us on. They're looking at us running this miraculous, supernatural race. And Lord, one by one, day by day, many of us are crossing the line. And so, God, we're asking, God, that you would help us in every aspect of our lives. And I'm praying for maybe someone that's listening to this message that has never surrendered to you, who's never entered into the race. They've been bystanders, and they've been looking from the outside, looking in. If that's you, God is saying, hey, I've got a plan for you too. And all you have to do is repent of your sins. Cry out to Jesus to forgive you of your shortcomings. Ask God to save you. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to give you the hope of glory. Ask him these precious things. For the Bible says, we have not because we ask not. So God, would you work mightily in those who are listening to this message? So Father, I'm praying right now for those who want to cry out to you. Give them a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. And if that's you listening to this message, pray this simple prayer. The prayer don't save you. It's your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that'll save you. Prayer is just a tool that he's given mankind here on earth to pray with the holy God in heaven. And so if that's you, pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me in the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everyone said amen. Come on, give them praise and glory to hell. Come on.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.